If Take Me Out to the Ball Game seems as stale to you as an old box of Cracker Jacks, here are a few alternative baseball songs that might freshen up your seventh-inning stretch.
Hey, Ozzie!
A musical tribute to the next Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith.
A fleet-footed, switch-hitting acrobat, he's the Wizard of Oz, there's no doubt about that.
Hey, Ozzie!
An operatic ode to Seattle leadoff man Ichiro Suzuki.
Ichiro, 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 Ichiro.
And for traditionalists, Take Me Out to the Ball Game in Yiddish. These songs are part of a series of CDs called Diamond Cuts, a collection of baseball songs compiled by Jeff Campbell. The fifth and latest CD in the collection is titled Bottom of the Fifth.
When I started, I had no idea I would be doing five of these things, and now I'm getting confident in thinking that I can get 10 of them so I can call it extra innings.
You have a song from an actual former major league player.
That's right. It's Tim Flannery. He used to play with the San Diego Padres, and he's currently the third base coach for them. And he wrote a song called The Baseball Song, where he laments about the negative issues of baseball, player agents, overpaid players, the corporate influence. He's kind of hard on the current day, modern day player.
The trade's been made, the game's been played for dollars without cents. Commissioner's getting antsy. Balls are flying through the fence. History's being pushed aside by corporate entities. Loyalty walked out the door with integrity.
The Ballad of John Rocker.
A very funny song about the comments he made to the Sports Illustrated writer, and it's done by a comedian, Tim Wilson, and he's never going to live that down. I mean, you know, he could be, like it says in the song, he could throw 200 no-hitters, and he would still be known as the guy who made those comments in Sports Illustrated about those racist comments.
You got the biggest mouth in baseball. Nobody could shut you up. So in New York, even in your street clothes, you probably ought to wear a cup. John, you're off your rocker. Better clean out that locker or go out and throw about 22 perfect games.
A most interesting number here about the Negro Leagues.
Yeah, that's a very poignant song about the Negro Leagues called The Stars That Didn't Shine. It was a song that was written by Chris Farrell, and it was performed a cappella by Kim Harris. It's very touching, and I just had to have it on there once I heard it.
We played in shadows of the babe, Lou Gehrig and the rest, and stood outside the big league fence while they were called the best. But we played as well and gave them hell with every hit and pitch. But stayed behind the color line and watched those boys get rich.
For the long-suffering Red Sox fans, Billy, we hardly knew you.
That was submitted. I actually had the CD all done and ready to go. And I get this tape in the mail, and I heard it once, and it's like, I'm going to have to get this song on there. And it's basically how most Red Sox fans feel about the John McNamara decision to leave Billy Buckner into the game. And, you know, he had the error, and the Mets end up winning the World Series.
Ah, Billy, we hardly knew ya when that grounder rolled right through ya. It was like a curse was cast from high above. Your knees were bent, your legs apart, your aging back wouldn't bend that far as our pennant dreams went dribbling past your glove.
You gotta like that about baseball, that it celebrates its mistakes as well as its triumphs. You know?
Absolutely.
Bottom of the fifth is an interesting one.
Yeah, that's about, and this probably happens to a lot of players, it's about a player that whose career is washed up, and he turns to the bottle for solace. The author of the song was telling me the story about Skip Carey, the announcer for the Atlanta Braves, and he said, it's the bottom of the fifth, and I sure wish I had one.
Another bottom of the fifth, and his mind is going places. He's touching all the bases, but sometimes misses home.
The Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn, maybe things would be different today.
If the Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn.
That's a song by Dan Byrne. It's really more of a political song than baseball.
The song just implies that everything would have gone right if the Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn.
That's right. If you'd like to think so.
Yeah. Terrorists would not be attacking our soil if the Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn.
If the Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn, maybe Watergate would still be some obscure hotel. Tiananmen Square would be a square in Vietnam, a vacation spot that travel agencies would try to sell. Maybe Jesus would have come for the second time by now, or the first time, depending how you feel about that stuff. If the Dodgers had stayed in Brooklyn and decided Ebbets Field was enough.
I don't think there's five albums worth of basketball or football songs. There's something about the national pastime that makes people want to turn out music.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the pace of the game that lends itself to, you know, thinking and you know, using your imagination. And I just think it's the national pastime. I think that's the main reason. It's just so much a part of America.
Jeff Campbell's latest collection of baseball songs is called Diamond Cuts, Bottom of the Fifth.